Greg's Musical Day to episode 129 of the Dire Weasels podcast. I am your dungeon master for Dire Weasels, the Wheelish 5th edition podcast. And with me today are some lovely people such as Forrest.
Hey everybody, this is definitely Cody's first try at doing the intro.
Ever?
Ever. All the others are just copies of this one because he nailed it so good this time. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So great. John, why don't you nail your intro?
Wait, what am I doing?
Nail your intro?
I have to buy drinks first. But I'm cha.
I didn't get it.
Cause
nail means fuck.
Nail means fuck.
Oh, I got it.
Nailed it. Oh god, I don't even. Molly, save.
Hey guys.
Save us from hell.
I don't remember what we're doing.
I also
today,
don't remember that.
I play Starella Goldstein, and I'm drinking vodka and soda water.
I love it when Molly does the things that expected.
Hey guys, I've got a Wicked Grove Hard Cider Cinnamon. It's the Aldi version of the Angry Orchard, and it's bad.
Stop drinking Aldi drinks.
I also have the Schlafly House Brown Ale. It's good. Drink this, not the other one.
Very good.
Thanks, everybody.
I'm drinking Immortal Jelly, and the only time I introduce the character I'm playing is when Cody makes a big deal out of it. If you listen to past episodes, it's not a thing I ever did.
Yeah.
That was always Matt's shtick. I didn't want to step on his game.
I play Norval Glimmerbottom, Human Wizard.
But Cody likes everyone to do it, so I usually do it with Cody.
Okay.
Now's the part where we remind you that we're professionals.
We're professionals, people. Anyway, now I can do the thing where, I play stuff, and then you guys can hear it now. And I don't know why I do that, because it's so dumb. It's so dumb. Anyway, yes.
It's because we're terrible at recaps.
I feel like we're okay at recaps. But did we introduce ourselves and everything? Because I'm Cody, and I'm your Dungeon Master. I've already said that. This is a great intro.
So good.
Yep. It's so good.
Definitely not extra off the rails.
Nope. Do you guys want to hear what happened last time on the Dire Weasels podcast?
I feel like it would help.
Hey, Cody, I had a question for you.
What's up?
What happened last time on Dire Weasels podcast?
It's not a segue when it's already been stated.
No. It's not working. Shit.
Oh, no.
Well, fuck. Great. Fucking great.
I even gave you extra
Jesus
time by
Christ.
Introducing the concept, again.
I know, and you... God damn it. See, this is why I preferred it whenever Forrest was DMing, because he is just, really good at these, smooth introductions to the next parts.
I'm sorry, did you just stop listening while I was DMing?
You were good at it. I don't want to hear it. Well, fuck, and it's not even gonna let me do it because god damn it, you son of a
doodly doodly do.
Wow, I actually can't access it while I'm recording. Fuck it.
No!
So, what happened last time, guys? Does anyone actually remember, or...?
We were in the stable?
I know that...
No, we went to the church.
I know that Forrest and Molly's characters had a little discussion about my crown.
Yep. There was...
I was spying on the creepy priest guy.
Yep. I think... Was last episode the episode where Evan woke up and has some changes to her body?
I believe so. Evan has blossomed into a young woman.
with
a paltry 9 levels.
And color blindness.
Yep, and color blindness.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the that. Oh, good times.
All right, so yeah, that happened. You guys also talked to each other and decided to go to the church. Oh, didn't you meet up with Evan? You met with the man in black. You talked to the two.
Not meet with him. I'm still pretty convinced he kidnapped me.
Well, I mean, he found you.
Potato, potato.
Yeah, potato, potato.
I remember tucking my crown into my cape so that people would stop staring at it.
Right. You guys went to the church. The church was a lot.
The cliffhanger was that the elves came and they were gonna.
It's not a blessing. It's an abomination or something.
Yes, that's what that's what happened there.
They were very upset, which they should have been the whole time. This shit is creepy.
No, they seemed like everything was okay.
Yeah, they did at first, which was dumb.
Oh, maybe a little bit. They're trying to do some stuff. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that's what we're going to call it. We're gonna, not call it. Fuck. Yeah, we're done with the episode now.
You can find me at Absurdist Kobold.
No!
No.
We'll get to that soon. They come in, they point, and they go, no, this corruption will not stand. They point at the priestess that you guys have been sort of dealing with here after doing your research about, I believe that this church was an old god of Odadai. And they're pointing at her and they're kind of going up the pews very like sturgently. Evan, these are the two elves that you know, the Bob guys.
Yeah, yeah, my good friends.
What the fuck are their names?
You have friends?
Priests of Bob, yeah. Yes. They gave you a greater healing potion, according to my notes. So they're walking up very, very, like, huffedly, and they're pointing at the lady, and they seem to be, like, accosting her. What do you guys do?
I pull out my bag of popcorn.
Okay, one of them...
In all seriousness, I'm watching to see how it plays up.
Okay.
Yeah...
One of them grabs her.
I genuinely do not know what to do.
One of them grabs her by the arm, and she starts screaming. And she looks at you, and she says, "Do you know these people? Help me!" And then she's being dragged away.
Wait, I think I would like to step in a little bit, but not too forcefully.
Pardon me, sir, but could you stop abducting this lady?
Yeah, this seems a little extreme, sir. Is this really necessary in broad daylight?
Yes, if you're going to do this under the cover of darkness. self-respecting criminal or scallywag.
One of the elves turns around and looks and goes, "Oh, it's," and sort of looks at over at Evan. "Oh, it's you. Listen, this corruption will not stand. With the priests of Bob, we have a mission to complete, and this corruption will not stand in this town. We have seen whoever this Father Dave is with some kobolds leaving town. Obviously, there is something devious going on here."
Isn't that a little racist?
Yeah, thank you, Connor. Yeah, first off, little racist, dudes. Also...
They were green-scaled.
Yeah. No shirt, something fudged up is happening here. But, how do you think this is going to fix it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too. I don't think this lady has anything to do. She's an innocent bystander.
We know that Father Dave has some sort of place that he goes to in order to transfer the energy or whatever he does mumbo jumbo to the children. And we know that she knows the location of this place.
Hey, Cody, didn't we learn it's in a cave or something?
You knew that from Day of Prime.
Do we know where the cave is?
Nope.
Ugh.
I'm gonna Nah, I'm gonna wait.
So she's coming with us, and
I'm gonna let the adults talk.
Starts dragging her out again.
Is it a bad idea to agree with the kidnapping, Molly?
Yeah, Yeah, it seems like this is not the right way to go about this. My thoughts.
Did you try asking her where this place is?
Yeah.
Why jump immediately to just manhandling her?
The two elves look at one another. I told you, Jacqueline, this isn't the way that we should go about doing things. I know, but we saw going out of town. We need to do this immediately. There's obviously some sort of corruption or some weird thing going on. We thought this was a blessing. It's like, no, I understand, but okay. Maybe we can calm down. We have our friend here.
Are they really talking at a volume that we can just hear them?
Yeah.
Okay, making sure.
They sort of turn and go, maybe you are correct.
Do we remember her name? The
priestess?
Yeah.
Her name's Dave.
Did we ever ask him?
Oh, Dave. Duh. Obviously. Duh.
They're all named Dave.
I'm going to ask her kind of politely, Dave, would you have any objection to showing us this cave?
She wipes some of the makeup from her eyes. She's crying. She cried a little bit. She goes, if it's imperative, I it's not something that I freely would give out to most people, but if this is something that you think that maybe Father Dave is in trouble, I don't remember anything to do with kobolds.
I think those two might hurt you. If they seem shady.
This is probably later than I should have asked this. Can I do like did these guys actually see Dave leaving with kobolds, or did they make that shit up as an excuse to kidnap this person? And I don't know.
Maybe they've always wanted to fuck a Dave.
I mean, give me an same, insight. But so can I do like a retroactive insight on them saying they saw him leaving town with a bunch of kobolds?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cody, you've met me.
Oh my god.
Is it a five?
Forrest, no.
I'm guessing it's a five.
John, okay, let's not be that negative. It's a six.
Oh yeah.
It's a six plus three. Is a nine. Cody, how does a nine treat you?
Nine's about average. You're looking at them and you're like, it's not like you
ask
don't
again later.
Believe them. But it's not like you do believe them either. They seem kind of radical idiots. That's sort of your impression of them. So
radical idiots.
Radical.
Tubular. Oh, is that not what you meant?
I mean, not exactly. I meant more of like an extremist version, but...
So it's not like a Ninja Turtles sort of thing.
No. But you're sort of like, no, these guys are probably just seeing things. They probably believe it, but you're not really quite sure. You do see one of them turn to her and go, would you mind showing us the way to the cave? I believe that your entire structure here is a corruption and an affront to all species kind. Species kind? I don't know. What do you call fantasy people? It is an affront to
life?
Our gods. Yeah. It is an affront to all life. So come with us immediately so we may fix this.
Also, sweet talking with the cell there. We think you're everything that's wrong with the world. Will you help us?
She's like blubbering at this point.
Aw, I feel bad for this poor baby. Okay, guys, so first step, great job giving like a woman agency. Let's keep that up in literally all things, asking for consent. But also, you guys saw him leave with the kobolds. Why don't you just follow him?
He was on a card. We couldn't catch up with that. He took off into the woods.
Okay.
They sort of like look at each other sheepishly and then look back at you. Is that what not?
I feel like they didn't just think to follow them.
Yeah. Thanks there, Connor.
That is the name.
Yeah, it took me.
You always say it slowly because you don't remember.
To be fair, I remember nothing. Except a ton of stuff about dendritic cell subsets, because that was what my test today was on, if anybody was curious. And yay. I hate it. I don't know. I don't know, Cody.
So, how about we... I'm gonna... Can I just, like, roll... I wanna roll some charisma stuff.
Okay. General charisma, I guess?
You know what I mean?
General charisma.
Yep. Nice to meet you.
Like a
persuasion?
A persuasion.
Persuasion. I'm gonna do this for the rest of the episode now.
We're in like a weird mood tonight, sort of as a group, and I don't know what happened.
Well, I am a little drunk.
I'm not.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not as drunk as I wish I was.
This is my first drink since the last time we recorded.
Yeah, I think I might start drinking now.
Last time I was sick, I think.
Oh, no. All the sickness. So, Molly, Sturella got a natural 20.
Yes. So, I'm just going to say, Dave, we don't want to hurt you. If you'll just come with us to the cave.
Come with me if you want to live.
We will escort you there. There won't be any trouble at all. You don't even have to go in. We'll just check it out and everything, and we'll be on our way.
She's sort of like looking at you, and she's, I can show you where it is. I'm sure that you can help Father Dave if anything. Do we have to bring them? She sort of looks over to the two priests of Bob who are just sort of like standing there, sort of they're talking to one another, but like kind of whispering, but they're just like arguing.
Well, we can try to talk them out of it, but I don't know if they will be.
How into their argument do they seem like they are?
Pretty into it.
Let's just try to sneak away.
Sure, let's give it a shot.
All right. The priestess says there should be an extra cot in the back that I could find, and maybe a donkey that I could show you the way. And she leads you guys out the back. I'm not gonna have a stealth roll for this because these guys are kind of idiots.
Yeah.
Did we lose Forrest?
No,
he's here.
Okay.
I was waiting, Cody. I was listening to my Dungeon Master telling me what was happening.
Okay. You're the only screen that doesn't move for me. It makes me very sad. So you guys sort of are led out the back and led into this cart with the donkey, and she sort of leads you guys out of town. I guess I do have maps and whatnot, but you guys get led out of town, out of Davesdale, sort of towards the south where you guys came in. And you guys are led out into the forest. The priestess seems a little nervous. She's sort of wiping tears from her eyes. Are you guys saying anything to her while you guys are on the way?
I would just try to be calming her down and say, those brutes were
awfully brutish.
Yeah, it's true.
It's okay. They seem to know your scary friend over there, but I just assumed that it was just sort of a scary people knowing each other thing.
I imagined so, but Don't worry, Evan's a little rough around the edges, but she is a very loyal friend to me.
Yeah. While we're going, I would also like to just be sort of looking behind us and making sure there aren't any Daves or, I don't know, men in black following us or anything.
Perception check.
That's fair.
Do I have to... Cody, let's just give this one to me. Don't make me roll a die. Hey, Cody.
What?
Do I have advantage on this roll?
You know, I'll say yes.
Hey, Cody, it didn't help. It didn't fucking help, my dude.
Jesus, what is wrong with you?
I rolled a 3 and then a 2.
What? Okay, well, cool.
So, that would be a total of 2 or 1 on perception. I really fucking wish I was joking.
This is my favorite bit of continuity lately, is your shitty rolling.
Jeez.
It's also, like, our only continuity, let's be honest. But
hey.
I'm going to start rolling in roll 20 because I think my dice are fucking cursed.
Yeah, so you guys are going out in the woods and Evan, you're sort of leaning out the back of the cart and like trying to look around. But like she's a terrible driver. It keeps like bumping and whatnot. Yeah, you are not able to get shit. Like you're constantly like dropping things, constantly sort of like fumbling around. And it's not a great ride for you. Is anyone else doing anything?
No, I'm not.
I'm presently looking to see if there's anything in my array of abilities to calm this person down a little bit.
Oh, that's very sweet of Connor.
I guess I'll do a straight charisma check and just be like, it's gonna be okay, lass. And I'm going to roll that now.
All right.
That's a 23.
Well, damn. Okay. Well, you say this and she kind of like looks over at you as she sort of like wipes like some, you know, some more makeup from her eyes. She looks at you. She sort of like flutters her eyelashes at you. And then she sort of strokes her mustache. She goes, oh, I'm so glad that someone like you are here. My hero. She reaches out and she caresses the side of your face.
Oh, wait, I accidentally did a save. Subtract 4 from that. 19.
Oh.
Well, everything else still happens.
Well, she still likes you, though.
So. Yeah, fair.
She likes you 4 less.
Yes.
Like 20% less now. Which is still, you have a 95%, but, you know. Anyway, she seems to be calmed down a little bit. Actually, after this, she sort of explains to you, this is usually... I usually don't go out here, usually only when to help Father Dave out with some of the more rowdier children. I usually take care of them and make sure they're taken care of and whatnot. Not that Father Dave doesn't, he just...
What do you mean taken care of?
I mean...
Not in the sinister way, I say.
Oh, no, of course not. Some of the kids are just, well... Some of the kids in town, they don't get to learn how to read, and sometimes I will go out and read books to them and have a motherly figure around rather than Father Dave sort of constantly hounding them. The teachings of Dave are very strict and very rigorous, but you need a gentler hand sometimes. I read them books and I try to teach them how to read. I figured while we're doing this process, might as well encourage education. And she sort of explains this to you guys.
What is education exactly?
Well, is it Betsy Davis?
Oh, God. I forgot about her. Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to remind you of that because I was like, well, you see, Betsy Davis came into town one day and burnt all of our books.
No.
It was a sad day for everyone.
I'm so confused right now.
I'm just going to say, Connor, it's like how you learned how to read and write and speak.
So, like, nominally is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Essentially. So
these kids can get by.
So you guys kind of go out into the wilderness, and you guys finally reach this cave. It's sort of like this small hill on the side of not like a huge mountain or anything. It's like a cliff face. And you see a cart outside. And as you guys approach, she sort of stops. She sort of puts the donkey and ties it up to like a little post outside. The cave looks pretty well lit. But something seems off about the area. She's sort of looking around and she's looking at the cart. It didn't look like that before. Either Father Dave is not driving carefully enough. And she sort of goes over and like takes her finger and like shows you a part of the canvas that's been ripped a little bit.
I think I would prefer if you went back to town. Would you like that as well, Dave?
She sort of looks nervously. It might be for the best. Should I get some more guards or fellow Daves?
No, don't worry about that. I think we can handle it ourselves.
Okay. Should I come back in half an hour, or? She seems nervous.
Gosh. How about we give us the afternoon, and we'll be back in town. At the tavern at night. I don't think you want to go back to the church. Avoid those elves. Go home. Dry yourself a bath. Take the afternoon off.
A nice Chardonnay in a book would be nice.
Yes.
So she sort of... Nice. What?
And...
What?
What did you say?
Nothing. Just continue.
Goddamn it, Forrest.
And we'll meet you this evening.
Hopefully this isn't received the wrong way, but I'm going to hand her a dagger and say, just in case, Les.
Why are we trusting her with the dagger, though?
Well, I mean, maybe let's roll... an insight, just to make sure that she's not just, like, leading us on or something.
Make sure we're getting late at the end of the night.
All right, who wants to roll an insight, Forrest?
Cody, I would love to do that.
I hope it transfers into roll 22.
Cooking on my character sheet, and I'm rolling insight.
Oh,
there we go.
Wait, what did I get? I got a 22.
You broke the continuity.
19. Guys, use roll 20. It cheats for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've had some pretty good luck.
Yeah, you guys have all gotten like 20s.
A mix.
So, yeah, you sort of like looking at her up and down as Connor hands her the dagger. She genuinely seems scared. She seems afraid for her life. And when Connor hands her the dagger, you see like a glint in her eye, and her mustache sort of billows a little bit as she's looking at Connor. Thank you.
Wait,
just listen to my word pictures, okay?
Okay.
Imagine.
You know what, Cody? Everything you've said makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Forrest. I appreciate it. But she seems on the level. She seems very scared, very sad. She's genuine.
Okay.
You gonna let her go?
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm fine with it. I rolled a 22, Cody.
Confident in your answers now. All right, so she...
Well, as long as I see Evan relax, then I would also be fine, so...
Okay. So, yeah, she hits the donkey and she gets back into town. And you guys are at the entrance of this cave.
Everyone, draw your weapons. This could be a fight.
I pull out my flute.
I would like to draw my weapons, Cody.
Okay.
I would also like to draw my weapons.
My focus is my flute, so I pull out a flute while they're pulling out weapons.
Okay. And you guys see this, if you guys are in roll 20, I have just shown you the very first part of this cave.
Oh no, you're using Fog of War, Cody, I can't see the rest of it.
Yeah, it's all the way at the bottom.
I go here, and now I can see everything else.
Oh, yeah. I see it now.
Nice. So there,
it was in the corner, so I couldn't see it at all.
So you guys enter the cave, and you see this very sort of like very plain looking front room. But see, you see to your left and to your right, there are two passageways. One seems to go up into like the upper mantle, I don't know, upper part of the cave, and then there seems to be a pathway to the right where it just sort of goes further, deeper down.
All right. Who has good tracking instincts? Which direction do we think
like
they
a survival?
Went? Yeah.
I have a
Can I roll survival to
that.
Check for traps, Cody?
Yeah, do that. I like it when people roll dice digitally. I mean,
I got a 12, Cody.
That's
with
still
my
an
minus 1 survival.
Okay. That's not too bad. As you're sort of like looking around on the ground, you actually see like regular wear going off towards the right, towards the direction on the right. This looks like it's the most like well-traveled path. It does look like on the left there's
and that
like
made
some
all the difference.
Stairs?
You just that shouldn't have gotten me so much, but it really did. That was good, John.
Look, you listen, I always give you at least a little bit, even on ones, but like I always make sure that there's a lot more if you guys roll higher.
Wait, so what you were saying something about what happened to the left?
Oh, to the left there's like some stairs that go up, like it's more like built. But, like, to the right, it seems like the right is the more traveled path.
I mean, I think we should go down the trap. Go down the trap path. God, fuck. Go down the path more traveled.
I feel like that is fine with me, and I will snap Gertrude into existence.
Ooh, I gotta pop. Where's Gertrude at? Gertrude, there she is.
I feel like I just saw a token fly across the map and go and hide behind the fog of war, and I'm very nervous about what that was.
Whoops, I don't know what you're talking about. So you guys go to the further the right of the path, and as you're sort of going down, you notice there's some like supplies and whatnot, and as you're going down this direction, you actually hear sort of like a deeper voice. Sort of talking in like low hushed tones.
Hey Cody, I would like to wait. Never mind. Go on.
You hear deep gravelly voices talking in low hushed tones.
Put you down like a dog.
Are they down further down this passage?
Yeah, there's like a little like cove where there's some like supplies and whatnot. There's like a chest, and you see like a water barrel and whatnot. But there's like it
Cody,
continues.
You know,
on.
I gotta open that chest. What's in the chest?
You go over to the chest and you open it without checking it for traps, and everything dies and explodes. No, it looks like it's like unlocked. There's not even a lock on it. You sort of flip it open, open it up. You see
it's
just like. You see, like, a whole slew of, like, writing materials.
If it was you, John, I would assume it was a mimic, but it's Cody, not you.
No, that's not this cave. There's, like, a whole slew of, like, writing materials, books, like, there are even some, like whole, not holy relics, but there's, like, candelabras in here, some, like, stuffed light stuff. It looks like a regular, like, chest full of, like, a priest pack, basically.
That's not very helpful for me, so I don't want that.
Okay.
Okay.
I also have dark vision, so if it's dark at all, I can see.
It's actually been.
Do I have dark vision?
I think everyone except for Connor does, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think you're right.
But
I have
most
the shades.
Oh yeah, that's right. Shades of cool running.
I forgot about that. Like in terms of like how ridiculous I must look to everyone who sees me.
Right.
Yeah,
just
you're
constantly
absurd,
wearing sunglasses
just as a concept. But
let's creep forward and try to listen. I'll hold my finger up to my lips.
Okay. So, yeah, it's been regularly lit.
What does it mean when you hold your finger up to your lips like that, boss?
Oh, no. And then I'll say, Connor, we're going to try to be quiet and hear what these people are saying up ahead.
Oh.
How do I roll a perception check? You sort of like put your finger up to your lips. Go ahead and roll me a perception check yourself as you sort of like sneak up and try to listen in.
So, did you say you were going to listen or that you wanted us all to listen?
I want everyone to listen, but I also want to make sure I feel like we're far enough back right now that we can probably have a low volume conversation, but as we move forward, I imagine I want us to be quiet.
Doesn't look so well so far.
Uh-oh, nope. Well.
Yeah, as you're getting closer.
I'm distracted by telling Connor about what being quiet means.
What the finger means. Yeah, as you guys approach, the cave just sort of echoes and sort of bounces all over the place. I think as you guys go closer, I'll reveal the next room. Because, like, as you guys slowly sort of, like, creeping up.
Yeah.
You don't really hear anything. The cave still, like, echoes and sort of, like, it bounces off of the walls sort of awkwardly, so it just all sounds muffled. But you enter this next part of the cave and you see like a little table and chairs set up. It's sort of like a nice little a table that anyone would have in their like regular dining room where people would gather around and have breakfast or lunch or something. You see like some cooking supplies around and whatnot.
Which one of these two branches are the voices coming from?
The one to the north, it seems like it's coming from. The one to the left, there seems to be a large, like, wooden door here. And it seems to be, like, banded with iron.
Can I put my ear to the door and listen?
Yeah. Go ahead, make me a perception.
Should I roll?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got 16!
Nice.
Ooh.
You
guys, roll 20. It's so good.
I'm gonna say with this, you actually hear, like, a dripping noise. Like, you don't hear the voices from in here. You just hear, like, the steady dripping noise. But with the 16, you get, like, this weird... How do I explain this? It's like an echoey hollow sort of, like, if someone put, like, their hands... Or, you know, like, the little toilet paper rolls and, like, was speaking through it. But, like, the voices that's coming through that sort of, like, muffled way... is different than the voices you've been hearing recently. This sounds like more of a harsher language. Like, not common. It's like...
Ooh.
Would you say it sounds kobold-y?
Kobold-y.
Draconic.
Draconic? Is that what kobold speaks?
Draconic, yeah.
Does it sound draconic-y?
Yes.
You have to question when I have information about kobolds?
Oh, did you say it? Sorry, my thing is cutting in there.
Oh, yes, it does sound a little draconic in a way.
Hey, John, it sounds draconic. Mm. I don't know if you would have guessed that.
No, wouldn't have guessed that. Definitely didn't
say anything.
With
your experience.
Yeah.
I'll relay this to my good buddies. Which are apparently based on roll 20, just Stu and Gertrude, and Connor's just chilling back in the entry.
Oh, am I supposed to be moving my token?
You can if you want, it don't matter.
I'm not even looking at the map.
Ah, you should. It's a cool map.
Gotta look at this map.
I'm opening my regular character sheet to see if I ever actually picked languages.
Oh, no.
So,
well, if not, it's draconic.
I don't have draconic, I have common and elven.
So, Evan, as you sort of, like, go, like, you sort of explain to the others...
Slowly and stealthily.
Slowly and... go ahead and roll me a stealth, then.
Cody, why do you have to keep making me roll things based on the things I say where it indicates that I should roll?
I know, right? It's weird. You sort of explain to them that...
16, also.
Oh, another 16.
Man, Gertrude Token is my favorite.
Gertrude Token is very good. So yeah, you sort of examine this wooden door with the iron branding. Doesn't seem like anything other than the draconic voices. You sort of creep up to this next portion, and you see a very large iron door beyond, like, in this next sort of, like, room. There's some more supplies here, but it just seems like a lot of stuff is being used. There seems to be, like, dirty rags and whatnot and a bunch of water. But there's this very large iron, well-made door sort of blocking the entrance of this next portion. And you can hear now, more than ever, the muffled voice.
Okay. Hey, Stu?
Yes?
Do you have, like, detect magic or something so you can... I just saw another token fly across the screen into the black space, Cody.
So you stop paying attention to tokens flying across the screen.
Stu, do you have, like, detect magic or something so you can make sure that this door isn't going to, like, fireball us or anything?
Good idea.
You're going to need a pop detect magic on the door?
Wait, can I just do... I mean, I don't have a spell or anything.
If you want to roll Arcana to, like, look at the door, maybe see if there's markings or something on it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't look like it. It's a really well-made door.
She got a 7 for the people playing along at home.
Thank you.
Nothing that I can detect.
Can I do just, like, a perception for just, like, normal, non-magical traps?
Sure, give me investigation.
An investigation? I'm...
A sleuth check.
A sleuth check.
Oh, a sleuth.
Yeah, a sleuth,
oh,
sorry.
Okay. I got a 10 total.
That's not a bad sleuth check.
It's not a good check, but...
It's a decent one. Looking at the door, it's just a regular made iron door.
All right. I'm going to ask everyone, does this sound like the priest?
Oh,
well,
does it sound
do
like
we
the
know
priest?
What he sounds like?
Wait.
Maybe we don't.
I don't. Yeah.
John would.
You actually heard him the very first episode of Dave's Dale.
Oh, when we first came in, the boy became Dave.
Yeah. You hear this sort of deep voice.
Jimmy Schmitter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was the day I took notes.
I feel so bad.
Oh!
Forrest's camera just fell down. So
it might have been his entire computer.
Oh, does it mean he's... Did it, like, kick him off? Ew. So, yeah, you hear through the door this sort of deep voice, and it does, even with the passive perception... It does sound like him. It does sound like a deep sort of...
All right.
It is the cadence of someone giving a sermon.
I'm thinking we just bust in here. What do you guys think? Confront priest...
I mean,
see if anything shifty is going on.
You're the boss.
Yeah, but I don't want to put you in any more danger than is necessary. I mean, we could go back. We could check the stairs to the left. We could always. I mean, do we all hate kobolds here? We could always go kill those kobolds.
Do we?
if we do. If we don't, that's cool, too.
Hi, Forrest.
How's your computer?
Quick question. What time were you guys at on your recording?
Oh, no.
Right now? 49:30 as I finish that sentence.
Okay, yep. I lost 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's not terrible.
No, that's not bad.
Okay.
More importantly,
so just
your
like,
computer's
within
okay.
the last 2 minutes, I have suddenly skipped 30 seconds into the past. Because okay. I tried to open a drawer and it pulled on my microphone cord and it made my computer screen shut. And so Audacity paused while that was happening.
All right.
I still have everything.
Okay.
I'm just behind you guys right now.
So you guys were discussing whether or not you wanted to go through this door or not. It might be...
I feel like that's probably
I opened the door.
Bet.
Okay, you open
okay,
the door.
Let's do it. Everyone prepare their actions.
I get ready to stab, or slash. I use a scimitar, not a stabby guy.
I get ready my, blurs, my spells, Eldritch Bless.
Okay.
Yes, I will also use Rite of the Frozen and Rite of the Storm on my scimitars to, charge them with elemental damage.
John, did you want to do anything?
I'm looking. I don't really have a lot of like pre-game spells. No, I don't have anything that I can do ahead of a fight.
Oh wait, I can. Jesus, I'm dumb. Hey, guess what I can do? Oh my god, there's a big bug that just
summon creature?
It's called clairvoyance. I can cast an invisible sensor within a ranged location in an obvious location that is unfamiliar to you, such as behind a door, around a corner, or in a grove of trees.
And then what happens?
But
nice.
It is a level 3 spell. And I already cast one level 3 spell.
Did you? We rested.
Yeah, but I sent the sending spell to Evan.
Oh!
Sending is a 3rd level spell?
Yeah.
It's crazy, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it should be that high.
I mean,
well, it's like planar,
the thing
though.
That makes it that high is that it can cross planes, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it should be, like, a 1st level spell, but if you use it to cross
yes.
planes, add... Yeah.
We had this discussion when she cast it.
John, that was so long ago.
That's fair.
So, do you want to cast clairvoyance, or you want to cast sending?
No, I don't...
I don't imagine sending would be
super
useful right now.
I'm just...
No. But...
What are your other level 3 spells? Let's start there. Like, what would you...
I have fear, so I could, I could frighten the people.
Oh, is that what fear does?
Yes.
So that's basically...
But I only have 2 spells a day, so... I actually...
You only have 2 3s a day?
The Warlock.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
right!
You get them back after a short rest, though.
That, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Or more accurately, I keep forgetting that you're a Warlock and not an actual,
spellcaster.
I always think you're a sorcerer.
Nope, that's
well,
John.
I'm a sorcerer.
I know you are, but
have
I thought
we had
she was
a
too.
We really haven't had a short rest, though.
That is true.
I don't think it's going to help us at all. I think we should just go. All
right, I open the door.
Open the door. You open the door. Your blades are crackling. You're frozen. Eldritch Might is in your hands, Starella. Connor, you're standing there with no post-game or pre-game... stuff, and the iron door swings open, and you see inside there is a symbol on the ground made out of iron. Seems like a very large thing. There is a boy on the center of it, sort of kneeling down in prayer, and on the other side is you see Father Dave sort of at a pedestal with a book, and he is giving a sermon. He's sort of like speaking up into the ceiling, and when you guys open the door, it makes a loud noise, and he sort of continues on just a little bit. You catch sort of some of his words at the end of it, and he says, "Even if one of them disappears, I cannot be responsible for this. They all look like... Hello?" And the boy turns around.
Father Dave.
And starts, like, cowering in fear.
What are you doing with this boy?
Nothing. What are you implying?
I mean, you are a priest.
This is true. I'm Father Dave. You're not supposed to be here.
You're not supposed to be here.
We heard from some elves in town that you were cavorting with kobolds.
What? Why would I be doing such a thing? I'm here doing Dave's work. Oh, with this child here. Isn't that right, Chris?
You're telling me that if we would have turned at the previous door and gone through that one, there wouldn't have been kobolds back there?
Not that I know of.
Inside.
You mean... He seems genuinely confused. I love how in Roll 20 you're just like poking and prodding him with your token.
Yeah, and I would like to also come up to the boy and make sure he's okay.
The boy Dave.
You actually walk up to the boy Dave, and you see like whiskers growing out of his. You see his face sort of changing a little bit, and his whiskers starting to sort of grow out of his lip.
Any fear? Any additional fear? Outside of normal.
Why don't you give me an insight I describe to Evan that Father Dave seems genuinely confused about what you're saying. He seems a little worried, and as you see Stu approach the boy, he sort of even steps forward a little bit. He sort of puts out his hand. Excuse me, don't touch the lad. He's...
No, I just want to make sure he's okay.
Yeah. I saw that.
So as Stu rolls a one, you look into the boy's eyes, and he just seems bewildered. He looks lost and confused. He seems scared, like he is out of his mind. There's no way that a boy's face and eyes should look like this.
We are concerned for this lad.
I am too, and I was showing him the way of Dave.
Well, if you have nothing to hide, then you won't mind us poking around.
He gestures his arm broadly. Go ahead, there's nothing to hide here.
Oh, right. And then I will march back out and go down to this door.
Are you just going to fling it open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Evan, come with me.
I love that sort of bold decision making, so I will absolutely follow.
Hell yes. Okay, yeah. Excellent. So he follows you. The lad comes as well, and you fling open this door, and you see sort of like this small little cave. You see these stalagmites and stalactites sort of like attached to one another, and you see ropes and chains sort of like around them as if someone was chained up there. And you see three of them in each one of these like three little catty corners. But you also like as you're sort of like walking in, throwing the door open and whatnot, looking around. There's no kobolds, but it does look like people were like tied up here at some point.
Wait, there are no kobolds?
No kobolds.
Are these chains the way of Dave as well?
No, these chains were the way of bandits. There were some bandits here that were chased out of town a long time ago before even the change was happening. I took over the place to do my research and my studies. What?
Would you say that these chains have an evil or wicked past?
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
I guess that's up to you to find out.
That fucking question.
Okay, friends. How about we just take a brief sojourn? You know, you, Stu, you can chat with the priest and the boy Dave and see what's going on. I just sort of want to sit here with these chains for about 10 minutes and meditate, if that's okay.
I mean, your story sounds plausible. And what, pray tell, is in the room to the left of the entrance of the cave?
Oh, the...
I see you, Father Dave.
More, that's more supplies and whatnot. There's some old things back there. There's also a personal study of mine back there, too. If you were looking for something hidden, that would probably be it.
Okay.
I'm gonna kind of start looking a little sheepish and be like, okay. I hate to ask, but just so we can be thorough, can we take a look?
Of course. Please, Chris, would you mind staying here? Would one of you want to watch over Chris while we go, while I show you, or... You could stay here with this woman here looking at the chains very awkwardly. Come with me.
I mean, yeah, I suppose that's also a solution.
While we're walking, I'm gonna say, as stealthily as I can, I'm gonna say, Connor, keep in contact with Evan.
I'm gonna message her and say, you mean like this?
And I'm gonna message back and say yes. Okay.
I'm gonna message again and say, should I give her a minute since she's actually meditating?
Yes.
Okay.
So should I roll on this object's dark past?
So,
you might as well.
So you're in the room, you're sort of looking at these chains, and you're sort of meditating on it. Please roll.
I need to roll a wisdom ability check. My wisdom is a -1.
That's some good character building.
I got a 9. What do I know?
You could have just clicked wisdom on your character sheet.
It didn't work when I tried it.
Oh, really?
What?
Huh.
Crazy.
Oh, there it goes.
Like that.
Oh, I have to click the word wisdom.
Yeah.
So I was clicking the numbers. Hey, I got a 15 when I did it that way, Cody. I'll take that one instead, thanks.
You got a 13 the first time. Oh, no, you had a 15. Oh, no, that was actually done. That was
me clicking it just to demonstrate how it works.
Okay. You know what? I'll give you the 15. Because you're sort of meditating on these chains, and you're sort of focusing on them, and you sort of get this, like, trance-like state. And you notice the chains, like, transform. They sort of mold themselves. They sort of like twist until they get really tight and compact, and the entire chain seems to turn into like a snake, and it's sort of like going along the ground hissing, and then it grows like small little legs, and instead of just one long snake, you see several weasels all in a row. The first one is sort of like walking around, but the one behind it sort of biting its tail, sort of dragging it right around. And then you see all of them sort of stop, and they sort of, like, start retching. And they all just sort of, like, throw up. And you see, like, acid pour into the ground. And the entire, like, surface of the ground in front of you turns into, like, this glass portal. And you see from the other side of it, you hear a voice say, "Now, if you don't tell me what's actually going on here, we're going to have a really bad time. I know you think you're the bandit captain, but there's a new sheriff in town." And you see these two people talking to each other. One of them is tied up with the chains. The other one is sort of above them. And the person that was above them looks like a merchant in merchant's clothing. And the person tied up looks like a sort of like, you know, leather garments and whatnot. You're just typical sort of like run-of-the-mill highwayman. But as you see the person above him smile, you see the merchant slowly change and look exactly like the highwayman. For you see, I have skills, and we will figure out what your little king is up to. And you see him stab into the highwayman that's chained up.
Oh no.
And then you hear, like someone speaking through a little tube, the draconic voices again. And you look over and there's a small little hole in the cave wall. And you hear the draconic voices coming from there. And with that, we're going to thank you for listening to the Dire Weasels podcast. We'll leave you with that little cliffhanger there. What could be the draconic voices from the other room? What could the vision mean? And what about Father Dave and this lad? There's nothing bad there, I promise, guys. Don't worry about it. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked what you heard today, you can go to your respective podcasting app and give us 5 stars, rating, and reviews. Like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify? Well, no, we're not on Spotify. It's really hard to get on Spotify, I've heard. Anyway, if you really like what we do, you can go to patreon.com/direweasels and throw us some money. With that, you get in return stuff like bonus extra content. Nothing too major to the story, just small stuff that I've written sort of at the background. Some side games. There's also some session zeros for each of the characters. You also get, at a certain tier, a letter in the mail every month, and usually this contains stickers or magnets of some of the artwork that we have. I actually need to get going on some of the new artwork that we're going to have of Connor and maybe of Gertrude. So go ahead, go to patreon.com/direweasels if you want to get in on any of that. If you want to contact us directly and ask us questions, because guys, we need more questions, please and thank you, go to your respective emailing application and email us at gmail. Go to your respective email application and email us at direweasels@gmail.com. If you want to contact me, you can find me on Twitter at codedude3.
I am at walk6070.
I am at Absurdus Kobold.
Find me at mollymm9.
Goodbye.
But that usually happens after I say goodnight, cunts.
Dire Weasels podcast is Lad Quig Jig by Lad Quig. It is available under a Creative Commons license. For more information, feel free to email us, direweasels@gmail.com.
I'm just going to slide in here real quick. The ending part with the little riff is from incoptech.com by the amazing Kevin MacLeod. That was Impending Doom. Impending Doom. No, wait. No, read it wrong. Impending Boom. Wait. Impending Boom.
Okay, so the approval voting, I was not able to find a party platform. As far as I could tell, it's just driven by one single issue, which is the ability to vote for as many candidates as you want in a given category, and then the person who gets the most wins. So it would allow you to make your third-party vote, but also say, like, if that doesn't win, I've got the Democrat or the Republican in as well.
That does make sense to me.
But as far as I can tell, there's no party platform beyond that, which is a really flimsy. What the fuck was that?
Sorry, I was testing the thing that I usually do.
Cody.
Sorry.
Yes. They should have more of a platform than that, though. Ranked Twitch voting is very, very appealing to me.
I agree with that. I just don't know that it needs a party devoted to that issue. Without any substantive other issues going on.
That's it? That's all?
That's all I can find.
That is bad. That sounds bad.
It's literally...
If you're listening...
Named after the method of voting that was just described.
Oh, wait. Are we going to do the sound thing, Cody?
Sound thing?
I mean, I guess what I meant was, Are you going to introduce us?
Yeah, sorry.
Are we going to do that thing where we make sounds with our mouths?
Yeah, sounds with our mouths now,
on the
guys.
Recordings?
Let's fucking do this after we got politics cast out of the way. Let's
do mouth sounds together, y'all.
Oh, God. Let's do an ASMR. Guys, can we start an ASMR podcast?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, hi. Do me a favor and count with me from 5 to 1. 5.
Am I supposed to say 4?
Yeah.
Then okay. Okay, let's try it again. Let's try it again.
All right. Let's do this again. All right. Ready? 5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
0.
Cool. All right. We did it. We're so good.
He said from 5 to 1. You fucked up.
And we did it. Okay.
Sorry, Cody. Let's take it from the top one more time.
All right. One more time. All right. 6. Oh, shit.
5. No, 4. Damn it, Cody. 4.
Whoa.
All right.